Merry Christmas and welcome to worship with Highlands United Methodist Church in Denver, Colorado. My name is Brad Lorvik. I'm one of the ministers on staff, and it is a joy to share this wonderful evening with you. Highlands United Methodist Church is an inclusive, community-focused congregation living out love, acceptance, justice, and hope every day as we seek to build a home where all belong. Our weekly worship services will be online for a while longer as we await the safest time to come back in person. Join us Sunday mornings at 9 or anytime throughout the week. Services are available on the website. We will, of course, continue a dynamic online services when we do return in person. I invite you to get a candle, settle in, and experience the gift of Christmas as we worship together from home.
Tonight we gather in a very different way. Instead of sitting in the pews of a church, we are watching from home.
On TV screens, laptops, and phones, perhaps cuddled up on the couch in pajamas or nestled under a blanket by the tree.
Tonight we celebrate together from home, having made the choice to love our neighbors by keeping everyone healthy and safe.
Nostalgia sets in and we long for what we remember, including the people and places that aren't a part of our holiday this year.
Our sense of loss and displacement is real, for even the most comfortable of lives have been disrupted, and we do not yet know what or when our new normal will be.
Like Mary and Joseph, we find ourselves looking for a place to settle, a place for new life to arrive, for something life-giving to enter our lives and world, but it arrives just the same.
During the season of Advent, we light four candles to symbolize the hope Jesus inspires, the peace Jesus offers, the joy his birth brings us, and the love God expresses. Now God is with us in the form of the infant child of Bethlehem.
The prophet Isaiah writes, "The Lord himself will give us a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Tonight, we relight the Advent candles to remember the light that has come into the world.
The light of hope.
The light of peace.
The light of love.
The light of joy.
God is with us. Christ is come. Let us be thankful for that night when the angels sang, when the shepherds worshiped, when the Savior was born.
Let us pray together. We give you thanks, O God, for the light this season brings. This night, prepare us to receive the gift of your Son. Help us to treasure the gift of the season in our hearts. May we anticipate with great hope the arrival of Jesus into the world again. Amen.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there should be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time onwards and forevermore. The power of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you. those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Please join me in prayer. Loving God, it's unimaginable, incomprehensible, mysterious, and miraculous, yet was made real for the whole world. You, the God of all creation, came to us in the most personal way possible, living as one of us, born in a stable to parents who were alone, afraid, and scandal-plagued. Your Son, O God, intent on living a life like ours, yet so different than our own. This Christmas, may the Christ child be born in our hearts, maybe for the first time, maybe in a brand new way, maybe for the first time in a long time. This Christmas, help us experience the reality of your love, a gift so unconditional it loves us just the way we are, a gift so transformational it just can't leave us that way. A gift so powerful, nothing can ever separate us from you. This Christmas, empower us to follow Jesus in all we do. As we share his love every day, as we do so with all our quirky imperfections, as we act in ways that amaze even us, let us receive, celebrate, and share the gift of Christmas this day and every day. Amen.
Celebrating Christmas together from home is quite a different feeling. The carols don't sound the same in the family room. The glow of candles will still be present, but won't have the same ambiance. There are a few benefits. If your kid has a meltdown, you can just pause the service. That family member who didn't really want to go isn't giving you the "why can't we be at home" glare. And you can make dinner in the background without worrying it's going to be overcooked. But for those of us who have never missed a Christmas Eve singing and sharing candlelight in a sanctuary, this is hard. So I want to thank you. Thank you for choosing the health and well-being of our entire community over a longing for nostalgia. We will be back together soon. That light glows just below the horizon. The baby we celebrate being born tonight will grow up to ask all of us to love our neighbor. And right now, inviting 1,000 people into our building over 4 services would be the antithesis of loving our neighbor. Who knows how many more people will get to celebrate together next year because of our choices to worship from home this year. So thank you for trying something new while the world is so different. It's been meaningful to craft tonight's service. for not being in the building meant we could not be in the building. We chose to record our service throughout the city as a way of conveying our connection to one another and to community. Christmas doesn't arrive at church. Christmas arrives in our everyday lives throughout the many places we experience in this world. The symbolism of the light being carried throughout our neighborhood is a more complete metaphor than it simply walking down the aisle of the sanctuary. For tonight, we are celebrating God choosing to walk among us. What an incredible choice the divine made to be human. It's not an easy endeavor to be human, just as this last year has shown. Being human takes courage and tenacity, even in the best of times. And God didn't arrive in the best of times. God arrived in complicated, messy, displaced times. The uncertainty, unrest, and unknown of 2020 shares a lot with the world that surrounded that manger all those years ago. That's one of the promises of Christmas we often overlook. For too many of us, the unrecognized comfort of our lives has kept us from fully appreciating the depth of God's love that first Christmas. The gentle scene we create with our nativity sets is so picturesque. Why wouldn't God want to arrive in our cleaned-up-for-company smell of cookies baking and fresh pine needles coordinated family photo outfit kind of lives? Now, God does arrive there, if that's what you have going on. But for all of the nostalgia of the perfect Christmases of the past, the perfect Christmases 2020 has ruined, this isn't actually the first Christmas that didn't go according to plan. Even thinking in my own life, there was the year the snow kept us from traveling and we couldn't see family. There was the year unemployment and finances changed what gifts could be given. There was the year I made my sister cry because I was a complete jerk and said some things out of anger that should never have come out of my mouth. There was the year I stepped out of worship after singing Silent Night to find my dad on the phone taking a phone call that his sister had just died. This isn't the first Christmas that has been hard for any of us. You've got your stories too. There are so many Christmases that for all of the holly, tinsel, and wrapping paper and bows, underneath all of it, we were hurting and we were longing and we were weary. Maybe 2020 is one of the most honest Christmases we've ever had. Without the pretense or pageantry, we are left with the simple story. The world was in need, and God showed up. The darkness felt overbearing, and the light of hope, peace, love, and joy shone brightly. That is the honest heart of Christmas. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. I tell you, it was quite the experience. Recording service all over Denver. We got some strange looks as our light bearer carried a candle along the creek, past the stadium at the corner of 38th and Sheridan. And when we were carrying the tripods and the lighting and the Advent wreath across three lanes of roundabout traffic at I-70 and Pecos, there was a moment I questioned what sounded so cool about it when we were scripting it all out. But to see the light of this wreath glowing in all corners of our community was meaningful. This light wasn't held captive by walls. It wasn't stuck in place by tradition or institution. Instead, this light was out in the world, just like the rest of us. With us. Among us. Showing up. In unexpected places to remind the world that the light still shines. Just like that first Christmas. That first Christmas wasn't without challenge. Nor was taking the candles out and about. You don't realize how delicate a candle flame is until you take it out of the controlled environment of the sanctuary. The beautiful, steady flame I have looked upon for so many years was tossed about and windblown in real-world conditions. And with irony aplenty, I watched as the candle of hope was extinguished. Mind you, all the candles went out at different times. Hope extinguished, peace vanished, love waned, joy went dark. I've always understood the candles of the Advent wreath to represent God's hope, peace, love, and joy. But as conditions beyond my control ran wild, I began to see those wreath candles as us. Whose hope hasn't fallen this year? Who didn't question the presence of peace in 2020? Who didn't feel love strained in these circumstances? And were there not days when joy seemed unknown? But when one of these candles went out, the real gift was sharing the light from one of the others. Passing the light from where it was bright to where it was needed. Hope rekindled joy. Love brightened peace. The light was shared and restored each and every time. The promise of Christmas is that even if all of them go dark, at least if they seem to, the light of Christ arrives again, placed in the center of our need to overcome the darkness. Christ and Christmas is the story of the divine light shining in the darkness, shining and glowing for us as a source to relight our places of need. Maybe this is one of the most honest Christmases we've ever had. Without pretense or pageantry, we are left with the simple story. The world was in need, and God showed up. For the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. We love what we do together as a community, from local projects like providing meals and housing to civic and national efforts advocating for justice and equity, even global efforts like education and clean water. We are choosing action over words and relationship over dogma. I invite your support for these efforts. Everything we do is made possible through your generosity. We will put your giving to good use as we live out the values of love, acceptance, justice, and hope every day as a congregation. Please visit ChristmasEveDenver.com and use our digital offering plate to be a part of what love is doing in action through this congregation in the world. Thank you.
We find ourselves in uncommon times, celebrating Christmas Eve in unexpected places. But I tell you, that first Christmas, that is exactly how God arrived. In uncommon times, in a very unexpected place, that is where hope, peace, love, and joy arrive just as they do again. For God sent the light of the world to be with and among us. And that same light is what connects all of us. For we are together this evening. And we share that light once again.
Thank you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.